Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
today's Dr. Jazz Hour will be a fun one because we are going to enjoy the jazz of baseball. Yes, the great national pastime. Casey at the bat, Babe Ruth, the World Series. What's more fun than that? So, batter up. We'll begin with trumpeter Conti Candoli playing full count. Yes, two strikes and three balls with a quintet in 1955 on the album Toot Sweet. The next pitch must have been a ball, since the next piece is titled Bass on Balls by tenor man Hank Mobley in 1957. Art Farmer on trumpet, Horace Silver piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Blakey on drums.
Thank you.
We are digging on baseball jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Let's start this set with one about the great center fielder for the New York Yankees, Joe DiMaggio, nicknamed the Yankee Clipper, done by Charlie Ventura and his big band in 1949 with a vocal group. In 2010, Trombone Shorty recorded In the Sixth on his Back of Town release. Then trombonist Kai Winding and J.J. Johnson collaborated on Stolen Bass on their Nuff Said album of 1959. The bass in Stolen Bass is spelled B-A-S-S, so it's a play on words.
The small boy dropped his ball and glove and turned his eyes to skies above. He sadly said, I'll never make the big league game. When the old man heard a small boy moan, he asked him if he'd ever known the story of a man who came through pain to fame.
Remember Joe, Joe DiMaggio, when impatience makes you wanna quit your game.
Oh, the world had thought he might be through. He's back again and hitting too.
Oh, the Yankee Clipper's flying once again.
Let's begin this next set of baseball jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour with Curveball on a collaboration by trumpeter Rick Braun and saxophonist Richard Elliott from their 2007 release R&R. Singer-pianist Dave Frischberg considers himself a pathological baseball fan, so here's his Dodger Blue. And Harold Land, his tenor sax, and a quintet played One Down on the 1959 album The Fox.
We'll be right back. The young men came west to play the game in Dodger blue. Through laughter and tears, the young men came west and rose to fame in Dodger blue. And they stayed and they played and they made a dream come true. So here's to the dream and here's to the team in Los Angeles, Dodger blue. Wally Moon, Wes Parker, Manny Mota, Norm Larker, McMullen, McDevitt, McDermott, McBean, Doyle Alexander, and Claude Osteen. Art Fowler, Dick Egan, Tommy Haller, Phil Regan, Simole, Farillo, Hodges and Duke, Erskine and Koufax, Drysdale and Nuke, from Smokey Walt Alston to Sweet Sweet Lou, they all wore Dodger blue. Los Angeles, Dodger blue. Some came up for just a cup of coffee, while others stayed for many a season through. But they all had a dream and they all made the team and they all wore Dodger blue. Maury Wills, Jim Ferry, Norm and Larry Sherry, Lefevre, Lasorda, Valentine, Reese and Reesa and Clem Labine, Roger Craig, Tom Hutton, Steve Yeager, Don Sutton, Will Hyde and Williams, Zimmer and Zahn, Garvey and Gilliam, Joshua and John. Juan Marichal was a Dodger too. Even he wore Dodger blue. Los Angeles, Dodger blue. And they stayed and they played and they made a dream come true. So here's to the dream and here's to the team. Los Angeles, Dodger Blue.
We are exploring jazz about baseball on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band recorded Swingin' for the Fences in 2000. Keyboardist Joe Sample titled one Strike Two on his Ashes to Ashes album of 1990. And lastly, in 1957, from their album of piano duets of all baseball tunes titled Double Play, Andre Previn and Russ Freeman recorded Batter Up with drums by Shelly Mann.
Thank you.
join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.